ABC Radio Australia.
Well, after multiple delays to what then became lengthy negotiations, the exact wording of the question on the Bougainville independence referendum ballot papers has been decided. But one of the region's political leaders says there's still some confusion over what the question actually means. PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill met with the president of the autonomous region of Bougainville, John Momus, and other top officials from the referendum commission late last week, and they've signed off on the wording with the people of the autonomous region to choose between either greater autonomy or independence from Papua New Guinea when they enter the ballot boxes next June.
It is a simple but a momentous occasion, and I have the greatest privilege of joining one of our founding fathers of our great nation, President John Momus, on this occasion about finding a way forward on the issue about Bougainville and the resolution of the issues that we want to achieve on Bougainville.
The referendum, which is tentatively set for June 15th next year, is a key part of the Bougainville Peace Agreement signed 17 years ago, which aimed to finally resolve the deadly civil war on the island, which had been sparked by the Panguna copper mine and saw up to 20,000 people killed. Here's the president of the ABG, John Momus, speaking after the negotiations.
And I believe if we act with integrity, the outcome will be good for both sides. And Prime Minister, I want to thank you once again and say that you leave a great legacy when you decide to leave politics, because this problem has been a perennial problem in Papua New Guinea and Bougainville. And I think what we have committed ourselves to do from henceforth augurs well for both PNG people and Bougainvillians.
Well, as we heard briefly there, the question to be put to voters is going to be multi-pronged. It's, do you agree for Bougainville to, one, have greater autonomy, or two, independence? Now, Bougainville's Parliament Deputy Speaker, Francesca Somoso, has spoken with our reporter Nick Fogarty, and she says that, well, she's happy that the wording has been locked in. There's still a lot of work ahead to try and help people work out exactly what it is they're going to be voting for.
It's good that the both governments have agreed to that question. Let the process complete itself. Our job now is to go back to our people and educate our people about, you know, what is greater autonomy and independence. I was actually sitting on the same table with a lawyer this morning, and I said, okay, this is where the government goes back and works with the lawyers and say, what is greater autonomy? Because the people are going to be asking me and you that question. We understand independence, but what is greater autonomy? And, you know, just from the top of my head, I used Cook Islands as an example. And I said, oh, maybe greater autonomy is like what Cook Islands is at the moment. For example, you know, I look at it as a state within a state. You know, that's what I thought. And I said, I've been to the Cook Islands a couple of times, and, you know, they're independent, but they still use the New Zealand dollar and the defense and stuff like that. So maybe that's what greater autonomy is. And I said, you know, I'm only a parliamentarian, I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, that's a question that we need to actually have an answer for. So if I go out to my women in the communities and my chiefs in the communities and my youth in the communities, you know, they might be saying, Francesca, you know, independence, you know, but what is instilled in that greater autonomy? Can you explain to us, though?
If you were to look into your crystal ball, do you see everything running smoothly, though, and until the referendum day?
Oh, definitely. I got faith. If we want to answer that question come December, June 2019, we have to work within the peace agreement, and we got to make sure that we as a people abide by what the peace agreement says. I have faith. People have waited for a long time. You know, in my little, you know, mind, I said, well, it takes a real country and it takes a real leader to say, yes, I'll let you have that question. Go ahead with the process. And like I always say, that we are not leaving Papua New Guinea. We still have that tie, being part of Papua New Guinea. The people of Bougainville vote independence, and 100% of Bougainvillians vote yes to independence. You know, we're not going to go anywhere. We will still remain Bougainville on this earth. We are not going to take Bougainville up to Mars or up to Venice. We'll still be a group of people working in consultation all the time with the PNG government, you know, working hand in hand. Whatever the outcome is, we're going to be working hand in hand.
We saw with Brexit a couple of years ago that the unexpected result happened, and then the people that were campaigning for that side had really put no planning in place, and there was a bit of shock. Would you be worried that that might happen in this case if an unexpected result did occur?
For us as a people and for us as a government, we have to prepare ourselves for the outcome. For me, the outcome is really important. That's why I keep on saying, let the process complete itself, meaning let the people take that vote. Only when people take that vote, then we'll be able to know what people of Bougainville are thinking. And we must prepare ourselves to actually manage the outcome of that vote. That is important. We're only human. Sometimes we think people will vote the way we think and the way we feel. So it's important that whatever the outcome is, both governments have to prepare for the outcome.